Ministry takes the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who are suffering in the world, reaching out with personal contact, touching lives with love and hope, and sharing God's eternal plan of salvation with the lost. If you need prayer, call us here on the Faith Line. We believe God still answers prayer, and we believe God still delivers. And Pastor T. Lewis Jacob is waiting to pray with you right now. If you received a blessing from God this week, Pastor Jacob wants to share praise with you.
To reach the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Victory. And you are listening to the Faith Line program. This is Brother Jacob. I'm located two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto. We have a lot to do this weekend. Tonight, I mean. Because I'm going to be with you right here until 3 a.m. And this promises to be a good program. Well, let's start right out every week. I ask a question so that you can win a free gift. So here's your question this week. What is Milford's last name? He's the Love Bus driver. What is Milford's last name? If you know, call 1-800-845-2162 and you will win a prize. We always give you an offer as well because we'd like to stay on the air. And this week, well, I'm gonna surpass my own self. Thanks to Brother Michael and his dear wife Jan. They sent us some jewelry, so what they want us to make it a benefit of the Faith Line. So here we're gonna go. And for if you donate, listen, this is a wonderful offer. If you donate $50 by phone while we're on the air, I'll send you one of his and hers. See, I don't know which ones they are, who did what, but they're beautiful. I'm looking at one here that's pearl, pink, and what other color? There's a dark color and pink and gold pearl. It's wonderful. It's all handcrafted. Fits around the wrist and has a T clasp. And he says it's adjustable. And the other one here, let me find this over here. It's a stone jade and new jade bracelet. It's made with brass wire. The clasp is connected in front, and therefore it is adjustable. And it's a double strand of these beautiful things, separated by cylindrical beads that look to be, I think that's the new jade. That's what I think. But he'll correct me, or she will. But it's very, very pretty. When these first come, Michael and Jan, my wife and daughter, try them all on and look at them. And they'll say, I like that one. I'd like to get that one. But in the end, they're here to benefit the ministry. So we've got that. That's $50 donation. Oh, listen how wonderful this is. You donate $50. We don't keep any of it. It all goes to God's work. It's tax deductible. It's coming up on tax time, if that's a surprise to you. And you can give it away as a wonderful gift. So you can call. Oh, and I'll get. Listen, I'll throw in a CD of our beautiful grotto frogs. $50. Where can you do better? 1-800-845-2162. Tina is out there. She'll field your call. And one other announcement. We are attempting to make ambassadors at large. Now, what you have to do to qualify is hang a blue Christmas ornament, or any color, it doesn't matter, a small one from your rear view mirror, and another one in a window that can be seen from the street. Now, see what this does? This allows us to identify one another when we're out and about in the town. Isn't that wonderful? I hope it develops into clubs and people meeting and having Bible study. But let's start out by becoming Faithline ambassadors of God's love. Hang a little Christmas ornament tomorrow. Do it tomorrow, before you go to church. From the rear view mirror. Well, you'll hear. I think Victoria has hung one on her walker. And Joe, I think you've got one on your wheelchair there, don't you? Anyway, if you don't, you ought to. And if you don't have one, let me know. I'll send you one. That's for Joe. Now, I can't provide blue ornaments for everybody. But we'll send you a certificate. Ambassador at large. Of God's love, and it's a beautiful thing. You'll want to get that. Just call 1-800-845-2162, and we'll have to find some way to validate that they've got those ornaments hanging. Because sure as heck, there'll be somebody call me and tell me they do and they don't. Look at that. Well, that's Lumpkin. She's running over there. She's hanging one in the front window right now, Commander. I know she is. You know, because she celebrates Christmas like I do, 365 days a year. So now we've done that, so we're right up to date. Let's see what else I've got to tell you. We're going to talk about Romans 15 a little bit tonight. And I would like to have all of you pray that 6.5 earthquake that hit off the Northern California coast does not have too large of aftershocks and no tsunami. We've had enough. We need to pray also for the people in Michigan, but back east in general. And my people over there in England, in the United Kingdom, my goodness, they've got snow. They can't. The other morning I was listening to Radio Scotland, and they couldn't get out of the house because the snow plows couldn't get out to clear the streets. So global warming, I don't know. I'm going to have to see some different evidence than what I'm seeing right now. Let me see what else. I need to know. Here's some things I need to know. Marcella, if you're out there, let me know that you're okay. I haven't heard from her in a few days, and you know she is ill, so we need to hear from her. Marcella, if you can't do it, have somebody call and tell me that you're okay. Or you're not, tell me what we need to pray for. I'm going to talk about a young man who has a business that needs prayer right here in Portland, Oregon. And we're going to talk about a lot of things here tonight. We're going to talk about our plans to go on the web. We're on the web. I know we are. Let's give you those numbers and things. You can call me here, as I said, at 1-800-845-4162. Or you can text me. I love to text. I love my iPhone. Although, Hezekiah, that Nexus is, it's tempting me. It's a little bit, it does a little more things, but I'm going to keep what I've got. But if you want to text me, the number is 503-539-3012. 503-539-3012. That text number works 24 hours a day. I think you'd be surprised if you text me at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. You'll probably get an answer, because I get up and check my phone at frequent intervals. So you've got the grotto phone, and the one right over here, the one that's got the fish and the frogs on it. You've got my text. My email is jacob@lifeboat.org. I get that on my phone as well, and I will answer you. And if you Twitter, you can see my tweets at brjacob. That's my, I've got a little avatar there, and that's my sign-in name, brjacob. I don't know who did that. I think I did it one day by mistake. It should be Brother Jacob, and I may change it, but I never get around to it. I tweet all the time, though. I hope you do. The prayer line, if you want to call the prayer line and leave a prayer request so that I can put it in my prayer journal, that's 503-539-3012. Just let it ring through. You don't need a cell phone. Just let it ring through. Leave your prayer request. I will pray for you. And if you don't have enough time to go through the whole thing, call back and do it again. Call back and do it again. I would certainly love to pray for you. Sing it along with me. You know it, and you owe it.
The maze in grace, how sweet the sound that saved the
wretch
like me.
Thank you, Jesus. Like thank me. You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I once was lost. So lost. But now found. Was blind. But now
I see.
Now I see.
I can see you, Jesus. I can see you, Lord. It was just grace
that taught my
old
poor heart
to feel.
To feel. And grace my fears. Relieved.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
How precious.
Oh, it was so precious.
Was that grace.
That grace.
When it was
to appear.
The hour of first.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you. I was so lost. Now I'm found. So many write and call and email and ask me, will the faith line remain on the air? And I tell each and every one who asks, it doesn't depend on God. God wants us on the air. We save souls, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of souls every week. No, it depends upon whether or not our listeners listen to the Holy Spirit and obey. If you hear the Holy Spirit, if you can feel Him moving, telling you, support the Faith Line, go over to the phone, do it right now, 1-800-845-2162. Help to keep us on the air. Won't you do that? You'll be richly blessed when you do. His blood has set you free. Are you having trouble getting free of those old drugs or that alcohol or pornography or marriage strife or financial difficulty? You need His blood has set you free. For on air, you can have it for a donation of only $6.95 plus postage. Call right now. His blood has set you free. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now. 1-800-845-2162. His blood has set you free. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. The Morse Clinic supports your Faith Line with a monthly donation. Remember, at the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, they treat the cause of your health problem, not just your symptoms. Call 503-962-9113 right now. Make an appointment. They will return your call. That's 503-962-9113. Thank you. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to the Faith Line program. Climb on board the love train. London, England, Hong Kong, Sydney, Australia, Aberdeen.
Get on board and let this train keep on riding, riding on.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, if you dig around Hezekiah, you can... Who's Hezekiah? Who am I talking to? That is the man. That is the man that stands out there at the big board. He twists those big knobs. He slides those sliders, and he's got his thumb. See why I'm nice to him? Right on that red button that keeps the power going out over the Faith Line network. Hezekiah Bolton. You'll hear him all day long, or at least all night long, right here on KPDQ 93.9 FM. Marilyn C. down there in Hayward, don't you fall asleep. I want you listening about, what is that, 10, 25 minutes from now, 25 minutes, right at a quarter to one. You could also call that 12:45. Well, what do they call that in England? They call it 12:45 because they speak English over there, see? But we're going to play her a song. And let's see, she's thankful for her blessings. Please pray for health and finances, and pray for a wonderful year. You know, I've got a feeling. What is that? I've got a feeling everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. I believe that we're right on the brink. You know how a wave lifts up, rolls in, and then it breaks? You've seen that half the beach. And I believe that that wave that I'm talking about, the Holy Spirit, is moving across this country, and there's going to be a revival. It's about to break. I believe that with all my heart. I can feel it coming. I just hope it occurs before the Lord comes back, because he's heading back so soon. Oh. Now, we have to pray for some people, because my Bible says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. And I could go on. You'll find that in Romans 15. We need to take care of one another. And our, you know, the way that we do that is by praying for one another. And not to lose heart. If I never communicate to you anything else, dear one, I want to give you perseverance. Sometimes things just don't look good, do they? I just heard from a young man. He said he's lost his job and he may lose his house, but he's hanging on to Jesus Christ. I guarantee you. And how come I can guarantee? Because God is in control. And what's going to happen with him is, if he loses his house, if he has lost his job, in the end, down the line, God is going to give him more than he has now. It's going to, you know, everything works together for good for those who love God, my Bible says. It also tells me that God is in control, that he still answers prayer. But we have some who think that he's like a genie in a bottle. You know, you go along, you don't go to church, you don't tithe, you don't hold family prayer, you don't read your Bible. See? And then you get in trouble. Amazing, isn't it? And then you, oh, Lord, help me, help me. And you expect him to do it. And if he doesn't, well, then you're right back into the world. I see this so many times. And I try and explain to people that I've lived a long time. I've seen a lot of things. Sometimes it looks like the world is coming to an end, but it's not coming to an end. God has something planned for you. Just a week ago, I think it was Big Wave Dave, had lost $200. He couldn't find it. Now, I don't know how you do that, Dave. I'd put $200. My goodness, I'd put that down in my wallet. I'd close the zipper. And then I'd put that wallet inside of another bag, and I'd zip that up. And then I'd put it in my backpack, and I'd make sure that was around my neck. $200. But he lost it. And he called the prayer line. The next day, I get a call that he has found it. Praise God. And the people who were ill in his family are getting better. And he's rededicated himself to the the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, isn't that wonderful? See, God takes his time sometimes. He wants you to feel, well, I won't tell you that one on the air, but he had to give me a lot of misery. He didn't give it to me. What he did was allow the devil to give it to me to get my attention. I'm so glad he did. My life is so much better now than it ever was when I was young and chasing women and drinking whiskey and running around in Hezekiah's laughing. But I did, and don't tell me you didn't. I know you people out there, see, and I know Hezekiah too. Big, strong, handsome man. All he'd have to do is just walk into the club like that, you know. Come on. But in the end, down the line, God gets your attention and brings you down on your knees and you give it all to him. And then you begin to see that all this stuff isn't worth much. The only thing that's worth anything is God's love for us and our love for one another. Oh, we've got to draw together. I'm not saying build one big church or anything like that. Have you seen these Christian communities, Hezekiah? They've got little cities that are, they've got all kinds of stores, and you could walk in there as a Christian and never come out. But I want to know, where's all that money going? Yeah, where's it all going? We've got to help the poor. I read that to you. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. We've got to take care of one another. Pray for Deborah for health concerns. Pray for Corey for a relationship. Pray for an anonymous lady who called me about her daughter's health and her relationship with her daughter. She didn't leave her name. She said there was a reason for that, but I never give it away. You know, I have people that will call three times. They call once to tell me the problem, and they call right in a row, and the second time to continue the problem, and the third time telling me don't mention it on the air. I mean, I won't. You know, just say don't mention it on the air, and I won't do it. Patty called to ask for prayer for Sherry's health and her pain. We need to pray for Dave and his relationship. And I know Lenita's listening out there. Pray for her health. She's having great pain there tonight. And pray for Marcella because she hasn't responded to my call. All right. We're right up against the bottom of the hour, so we'll be back with you right after this. Well, dear ones, I'm going to try this. But to be honest with you, it's so real to me that I break sometimes. So just forgive me. Sing it with me, Merle.
Why me, Lord?
What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I found?
Oh God,
tell me, Lord,
what did
I ever do
to be
worthy of you and the kindness you've shown? Oh God.
You are listening to the Faith Line program, coming to you directly from two stories down under the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto. And I'll be with you until 3 a.m.
I know what I am.
Now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus.
my soul's in your hands.
Oh, God.
Try me, Lord.
Try me, Lord.
If you think
there's a way
I can ever repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord.
Maybe.
I can
show someone else
what I've been through myself
on my way back to you. Oh, Jesus.
Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus.
I know
what I am.
I am.
Now that I know that I've waited you so, help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hand.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
My soul's in your hand.
The America that we all used to know and love is changing, isn't it? The morals are changing, the mores are changing. We hardly recognize this country anymore. It's difficult for a Christian to survive. Well, I have your answer right here. A sermon called How to Survive the Changes in America. You can order yours right now. The price? Well, it's a donation of $6.95 plus postage. Call right now and order your copy of How to Survive the Changes in America. 1-800-845-2162. Learn how to get along with all of these changes and remain a Christian. The Morse Clinic supports your faith line with a monthly donation. Remember, at the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, they treat the cause of your health problem, not just your symptoms. Call 503-962-9113 right now. Make an appointment. They will return your call. That's 503-962-9113. Thank you. So many write and call and email and ask me, will the faith line remain on the air? And I tell each and every one who asks, it doesn't depend on God. God wants us on the air. We save souls, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of souls every week. No, it depends upon whether or not our listeners listen to the Holy Spirit and obey. If you hear the Holy Spirit, if you can feel Him moving, telling you, support the faith line. Go over to the phone. Do it right now. 1-800-845-2162. Help to keep us on the air. Won't you do that? You'll be richly blessed when you do. The address of the faith line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please, send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you.
Fresh blood.
the time that you were free. Give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to your Faithline program. Oh, let's pray together. Let's put our hands together. Welcome back to the Faithline program. This is Brother Jacob. And I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Sister Renee is over here. Did you bring that letter? She did bring it. And they're located here. You know, I can't find out where they are, though. So I don't know if they're listening. Well, it doesn't matter. They know what they wrote. We'll read it here in a little bit. Remember the blue Christmas ornament? We've got a lot of projects going. This is Joe's. Joe, why don't you tell them about it?
Well, we're establishing the Faithline Ambassadors of God's Love out there. And all they have to do to join is hang a blue Christmas ornament from their rearview mirror. Send us a picture or something of that so we know you did it. And we'll send a certificate. Then we can all recognize one another.
Wouldn't that be something? I could sit out there in the parking lot and say, there's one. There's one. Yeah, I was going to bring one for Hezekiah because, you know, get him one. But I'm not going to give him away, see. Let's see, what should we charge him? No, I'll give him one. And Clyde, thank you. I want to read you something here. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. What is perfect love? I can see all the heads out there nodding. Do you know what perfect love is? Well, I'll tell you if you don't know. It's the kind of love that God has for us. It's a total, 100% unqualified acceptance of another human being. Listen. Without any expectations.
No, I can forgive, but I can't forget.
You know, and that's not love. That just is not love. So I was told a young man the other day, I was joking in part. I said, men marry women because they think they'll never change, and they always do. And women marry men to see how much they can change them. We need to accept one another as we are, warts and all. When I tweet, one of the things that gets me the most are T's. You know what those are? That's when people validate what you've done. And I tweet this thing that says, God knows all your flaws, but loves you anyway. And I just send that out across the country and across the world. And people hear that because they know it. But we are to love God above all else and then to love one another. And we're to exercise if we possibly can.
Well, some people are very difficult to love, Commander.
I know. We can send those to the Missionary Alliance, see. Is there anybody out there that's listening? That my wife looks at me and I'll tell a joke, you know, like I just did, and she doesn't bat an eye. I never know. How am I doing, Hezekiah? He's giving me a thumbs up. I'm trying. Trying, Lord.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way, Brother Jacob.
Hey, where there's a will, I want to be in it. Now knock it off. We're not going to talk like that on the air. The question tonight for a free gift is, what is Milford's last name? What is Milford's last name? All you have to do is call 1-800-845-2162. Tell Tina the correct answer. We'll send you a free gift. The offer, it's a good offer tonight. You know, Michael and Jan, his wife, make jewelry. They hand-make jewelry. Now, you look up this pearl bracelet that I have in my hand. It's made with brass wires, and it's a beautiful thing. If you look this up on the web, it'd be worth $45, and then you'd have to pay to have it brought to you. If you give $50 to this ministry to help us stay on the air and help us do our work tonight. Think of this. It's tax deductible, and it's almost tax time. And you will get that bracelet or one just, well, an equivalent, because we have, each one is original. Each piece of jewelry that Michael and his wife make are absolutely I got one on my wrist. I'm not going to tell him which one it is. I sent him a picture or something. Yes, I wear bracelets. Manly bracelets. I don't, anything that isn't pink. I have all kinds. It's okay now for us to wear a bracelet. See, I don't, just one little thin bracelet. I don't wear the feminine ones, and I don't have earrings and, you know, all of that stuff. And I don't wear any rings at all on my hands, but I do wear a bracelet. Well, you don't even have a watch. I don't need a watch anymore. I've got an iPhone. I can tell the time anytime I want. It's right there. All right, so you've got the phone number, 1-800-845-2162. Just call up. Donate $50, and you'll get one of these beautiful, handcrafted, what was it, Renee called them, artisan, handmade bracelets. We have to get some of Sochiel's stuff out. Do you know that she emailed me tonight? I forwarded that to Renee, but she checks her mail once a day. I check mine all the time. She sent 200 Bibles to us. Yeah. 200 New Testaments. So we'll begin giving those away to those who are in need. Well, who doesn't need a Bible?
Okay, now wait a minute. Wake up there, Floyd. Who in the world put a stop payment on Floyd's reality check?
Well, be nice to him. You know, he takes a little nap. It won't hurt you to let the man relax a little bit. Oh, my goodness. We'll be back right after this. Call me. I need someone from the outside. We're playing this tonight for our special sister, Marilyn, on her birthday. Happy birthday, Marilyn. When I was young, I could see the stars. When I was young, the earth was new. I want to go home.
I hear a voice.
I hear a voice.
And I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
The sound of my shoes shuffling on out of town. Too many people. Too many cars. Take me to Memphis, Mercury, or Mars.
Come take us home, Jesus. Come take us home.
Where the buffalo roam, I'm just a city boy.
And I don't like it much.
Looking for home. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
and I can't see.
Too much smog.
The city is no place for me.
Too many people. Too many people.
And I can't see to find my way. I'm just existing from day to day. Yes, I am. Cause I wanna be where my soul can run free. Well, I'm just a city boy looking for home.
Come take us home, Jesus. Come take us home.
Now I don't wanna be no prisoner.
No, no, no.
And I sure don't wanna be no slave. Wanna look out at night and see stars in the sky, the Little Dipper and the Milky Way.
Oh, to see them again. We will. We will. I can't sleep either, Kip.
Yeah, it's too loud.
Too noisy out there.
And everywhere I go, you know there seems to be a crowd.
I got the fire trucks and the police cars.
Tired of all these concrete streets. I wanna feel the dirt up under my feet.
I want to hear the birds again.
So I want to go somewhere where the buffalo roam. I'm just a city boy looking for a home.
Looking for a home. God has designed us with a void inside of ourselves, a space that can only be filled with love. That's because God is love, you see. And some of you, well, many of us, look for love and cannot find it. We give love away, but it's not returned. We lie awake at night and wonder, where is the love that I seek? We know that something is missing. Something is not right within ourselves. What you need, dear one, is the love of God and the love of a loving mate. I have a CD called Love, just simply Love. And if you will get it, it will give you a roadmap on how to find that love that you so anxiously seek. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. It's only $9.95 plus $1.50. donation to help us with the postage, of course. And we'll send it to you by return mail. Just ask for love. You will not be sorry when you do.
The Morse Clinic supports your faith line with a monthly donation. Remember, at the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, they treat the cause of your health problem, not just your symptoms. Call 503-962-9113 right now. Make an appointment. They will return your call. That's 503-962-9113. Thank you. So many write and call and email and ask me, will the Faith Line remain on the air? And I tell each and every one who asks, it doesn't depend on God. God wants us on the air. We save souls, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of souls every week. No, it depends upon whether or not our listeners listen to the Holy Spirit and obey. If you hear the Holy Spirit, if you can feel Him moving, telling you, support the Faith Line. Go over to the phone. Do it right now. 1-800-845-2162. Help to keep us on the air. Won't you do that?
You'll be richly blessed when you do. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to your Faith Line program. Oh, what a blessed day. God is still in control.
Well, hallelujah.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Hallelujah. That gets the whole game moving. Just wonderful. Hey, I'm over here by the frogs. You want to hear them? I had the mic. There you go. Those are the frogs. Aren't they wonderful? Oh, my goodness. They're anticipating, or as this old preacher I used to know said, they're anticipatory. Of spring coming. Well, they've kind of enclosed them. I noticed, Joe, that you enclosed them.
Well, I enclosed them and then put a microphone in there so that you're able to mute them and they won't go out over the air. That's all.
Well, that was a marvelous thing to think of. Well, he is so intelligent. I've told you so many times.
Hey, I know how to, I'm pretty intelligent. I know how to stop all these repeat offenders out there.
You do? Well, let us in on it. How would you do that, Ralph?
Hey, don't reelect them. That's how.
Oh, goodness, you're gonna get me in trouble, Ralph. Oh, but you're probably right. That's it. Yeah. Here's Dolores in Castro Valley, and she makes a donation, and she said her son is on his way home tonight, supposed to be anyway, and it's very, very foggy. Oh, that fog can be terrible down there, and she wants to pray for his safety. His name is Randy, and he texted me last week, and he's a park ranger.
Do not abuse the foliage.
Okay. I won't do it, Ranger Randy. Can you imagine being Ranger Randy? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Do not abuse the foliage.
People pick leaves. And I got a beautiful application for my phone. It's called a tree finder. So immediately my daughter Tina says, does it find trees for you? No, but you can identify any tree that you find. You just go through a dichotomous key, and at the end it tells you this is your tree. This is what you have. Dave, our light in the night down there in San Jose, he says everything is fine, same old, same old. And he says, have a good program. And, of course, he donates. He is so faithful. Now, you know, if I could, they're not listening right now because we're not on the air in Los Angeles until 1 o'clock. If I could get all those L.A. County sheriffs that listen to me, down there to send in $5 a piece, but they won't
do it.
No. I asked him, will you do it?
And they said, I won't do it.
You got to buy some kind of new piece of leather or some new chain to hang that beautiful gold badge on or something, you know. Oh, I love them, but it makes me happy that they're playing me in the jail down there. See, I'm going to talk about them when they can't hear it because they don't help me stay on the air. Now, here's another David in San Francisco. Pray for this man, please. He has a horrible dry cough and aches all over and doesn't sleep well and no energy and needs a complete healing and sleep. So we'll pray for him, but pray that he falls asleep after the program, not during. I have so many people say, well, I'm going to listen to you if I can stay awake. And so I send him back a text that says, I'm going to broadcast if I can stay awake. You can stay awake 3 hours for God, you know, to listen and pray for our people and pray for this ministry. Sure you can. And this is Ronald. He says he doesn't feel well. This is our special Ronald down in San Francisco. Pray for him, and we'll get to the rest of them here right after this. I think it's time. Is it time? Right after this. KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now, you haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today, 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord.
That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting. He is waiting here for you. Go quickly.
You are listening to the Faithline program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial.
God is a good God. God is a good God. He saved my soul.
To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162. Literally. From wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God.
God is a good God. Hey, God is a good God. He woke me up this morning. He woke me up this morning. He woke me up. Hallelujah. He woke me up this morning.
Need a little love? Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right. God is so good. I'm just kind of thinning out. You know, when you text me from Comcast, each time you kind of leave a trail, and if I don't keep them thinned out, well, I end up with hundreds of these little 101 they go, I don't know, they're all right, but they are a bother to get rid of.
Well, what are you talking about? Anyone who has one of these little touch phones will know.
David, Big Wave Dave, is out there, and he's got a project. He wants to lose some weight. So he will do that. I know he will, because he's got iron will, that guy. Clyde, he's given me the name of a couple of songs he wants me to get. And let's see who they're by. He told me, and I just left it there. Tom Waits, is that right? Tom Waits. And the names of the songs are Jesus Gonna Be Here and Chocolate Jesus. Well, I'll get those just to find out what they're all about. I'll look around here. Thank you, Clyde. Corey says, thanks for our prayer. We pray for Corey twice every day, and we pray for you. If you're in my prayer book, we pray for you. So if you're not in the prayer book, give me a call. Text me something. There's Sister Lenita. She says, thank you for asking for prayer for me. Well, hon, I know you need it. Let's see, there's George. And he says, hola, la sombra es mala. Well, I don't know. Sometimes the shadows of the pines, you know, in the pines where the sun never shines. No, the shadows are mala because, you know, when you shine your light on darkness,
it runs behind things and hides in the shadows, doesn't it? So you're exactly right, George. Who else has Lisa? She texts me to express her love for the program and for me. And Kevin, I don't know, are you hearing us up there? Ahoy, Kevin! I wonder if he hears us. He's going out to sea on the 19th. Augment your calendar. We had him down for going out on the 15th, but something came up that they have to do on the boat. So he'll be going back out to sea, going up into the Bering Sea to fish for several months on the 19th of this month. Put him in your prayers. There's Robert, and he said, I'll be listening tonight if I can stay awake. So I told him I'll be broadcasting tonight if I can stay awake. And I just tease him right back, you know. Here's Brian. He says, thank you so much for your prayers. I want you to pray for Brian's business. I wish I could give you the name of it, but I cannot do that. I'd have to charge him $1,000 for advertisement. So, Brian, we'll pray for your business. It's right here in Portland. And, you know, Brian, you don't know it, but your business is the kind of business that I really like. He knows what a picker is. And I've got a picker that I talk to frequently. And let's see, who else? Marcella, donde está Marcella? I think I don't know where she is. I hope she's well. And that's it, I guess, on the text. But I will be getting some phone calls and to the prayer line, which is 503-539-3012. I'll be getting emails. I know I will. I see that there's some in there now. That's jacob@lifeboat.org. And you can call us right here in the Love Grotto. And that number is 1-800-845-2162. Give us a call. Oh, let me see. Esther. She says, been listening a long, long time. Yes, you have, dear. Oh, I'm sorry. She lost her husband on Monday and needs comfort. He was a minister for almost 90 years. He was 90 years old, and he'd been a minister. Esther's 79, just a kid. And the service is on Friday. She's staying with her daughter. You know, Esther, what I'm going to do, I almost have, isn't that terrible when you say that, you know, but I almost have my CDs and prayer and so forth all done for grief. Grief is, even if we know that the person is going to heaven, we feel a personal loss. And that loss is expressed as sorrow. And there are steps to that sorrow, emotional steps. There are health hazards that we face because of that grief. And there are steps to go through to get rid of that grief. And I'm putting it all down. And when it's done, I'm looking right at Renee right now. I want you to have one. I'll send you one free because he was a minister. I know, you know, sometimes I believe it's more difficult to be a minister's wife than to be a minister. The minister's out there, he's following the path. He's doing what God directs him to do. You know, we get, it's like putting a target on. Esther, you know what I'm talking about. But the wife gets shot at too. But don't worry, dear, you know. You're 79, I'm 81, we're going to make it home to Jesus. And then we're going to all be together. And I propose to you that we meet under the tree of life, right there on that river that's going to flow out from underneath of the throne, and have a picnic. What do you say? It won't be long. my goodness, look back on our life and how quickly it went. See, if we could tell the young ones anything, we'd tell them, make up your mind for Jesus, because it goes by quickly, wouldn't we, Esther? I look back and we were poor when I was a kid.
Hey, I know you were poor. You know, we were poor too.
I know it, Ralph, but we were poverty stricken. You know? But my brother and I, if you think about it, we were next in line. There was a big war going on in the Pacific. There was a big war going on over there in Europe, and we were next in line to go. And we lived right by an army camp there in San Luis Obispo. Some of you guys out there that are listening, some of you old ones that can't sleep tonight, you were based there at Camp San Luis Obispo before you went over into the Pacific, remember? And so many were being killed and slaughtered on both fronts down in the Pacific and over there in Europe. And we knew that we were going to be next. And we were living before that in the Great Depression. We the soles of our shoes would come off and we'd tie them on with string. We didn't have duct tape back then, you know. We thought it was funny when our soul came loose and we'd flop along. But it did something for us. We, my brother and I, learned to share things. We shared playing out in the backyard. We shared our toys. We had, you know, we were so poor. We had one bicycle. It was made out of many, many parts. Today, the kids have to have mountain bikes and gears on them and $300, $400, or maybe even $1,000 bicycles. Ours wasn't worth 2 cents. Every time you'd stroke with your right foot, well, the seat would go over to the right. And, you know, it was loose. There wasn't anything we could do. We were poor. But we shared that bicycle. And my brother would get up on the handlebars. And he'd hold on to those handlebars and put his feet down there on those little nuts that hold the front wheel on. And he'd lean way forward. And away we'd go. We shared the bicycle. He was too young to ride it, see. Later on, we got him a bicycle. But when we were 8, 9, 10 years of age, he didn't have one. So we shared it. And we shared our BB guns, and we shared everything. We even shared the bedroom that we lived in. Now, my Bible says that we should exercise brotherly love. And that's what brotherly love is to me. Giving to one another, loving one another, sharing with one another. I know when we get to heaven, we'll do that. There won't be any way around it, because God says that it's His commandment that we love Him above all else and that we love one another. Hallelujah. Esther, it's going to be all right. Hang on, dear heart. I'll send you that as soon as it's done. It's going to be done very quickly. Now, because of your need there, I'll do it more quickly. See, I can't talk because I get so emotionally, because I know where you are, Esther. You feel alone and you feel almost abandoned. Don't you get sick. There's still souls to save.
Once I had a secret love that lived within this part of me.
He loved Jesus, you know.
All too soon, my secret love
became impatient to be free.
Oh, it's free now, Freddy. It's free now.
So I told our friend he started the way that dreamer often do. Yeah, I wonder who you are.
You're wonderful, Jesus.
And why I'm so
in love with you. Shouting it now.
Even told the golden daffodil. And now my heart ain't open.
Yes, the books are open now, Freddy.
And my secret life is no secret.
Anymore. Hallelujah. Goodbye, Freddy. We'll see you when we get there. Freddy, save a place for me.
The America that we all used to know and love is changing, isn't it? The morals are changing, the mores are changing. We hardly recognize this country anymore. It's difficult for a Christian to survive. Well, I have your answer right here. A sermon called How to Survive the Changes in America. You can order yours right now. The price? Well, it's a donation of $6.95 plus postage. Call right now and order your copy of How to Survive the Changes in America. 1-800-845-2162. Learn how to get along with all of these changes and remain a Christian. So many write and call and email and ask me, will the Faith Line remain on the air? And I tell each and every one who asks, it doesn't depend on God. God wants us on the air. We save souls, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of souls every week. No, it depends upon whether or not our listeners listen to the Holy Spirit and obey. If you hear the Holy Spirit, if you can feel Him moving, telling you, support the Faith Line, go over to the phone, do it right now, 1-800-845-2162. Help to keep us on the air. Won't you do that? You'll be richly blessed when you do. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write,
Send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. The Morse Clinic supports your faith line with a monthly donation. Remember, at the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, they treat the cause of your health problem, not just your symptoms. Call 503-962-9113 right now. Make an appointment. They will return your call. That's 503-962-9113. Thank you. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to the Faithline program. I'm on board the love train. Over in London, England, Hong Kong, Sydney, Australia, Aberdeen. I take you back to the 70s there. Some of you don't go back that far. It always amazes me. You know, it just amazes me that people were actually born after 1940. let's see. Here's someone who needs intercessory prayer, please. I partially lost the use of my left hand. Please give me your first name. Just text me your first name, and I pray for you every day. Now, I won't give it to anybody, but then the next time you text me, your name comes up, and I know who it is. So always give me a first name, even if you make it up. Okay? Let's see here. I'm singing as good as I can, Chris. I'll tell you. Make a joyful noise, my Bible says. And so I have one lady who calls me up and tells me that I can have... Oh, she's a lovely lady. She tells me she loves me. And you know who you are out there. Now, I'm not going to give you away. But she tells me, you ought to quit singing. You just ought to quit that. I can't help it. I didn't do it on purpose to begin with. It just happened by accident, see? One night, I couldn't help it, and I told him to turn on the mic, and I just started singing. And I got more calls that night, and I thought, well, if they like to hear me croak, I'll do it. So now my requisite for a song is, do I like it? Is it grottoized? Has it undergone the process of grottoization and become grottoized? And is it in my key? If it isn't, then that's all right. That's all right. And some, like Ray Charles, I play Ray Charles. Did you know that Columbus came to America to discover Ray Charles? I wouldn't sing with Ray. He's up there right now listening, see? And he's probably playing on a platinum piano. And he's got new eyes. He can see. Oh, could he sing? But anyway, everything's going to be all right. Here's Barbara. She wants peace of mind. The way to get peace of mind, let me tell you how to get peace of mind. Can I tell you? Without being presumptuous, can I tell you how to get peace of mind? All right, now get settled in yourself. Are you listening, Barbara?
She's there in Gresham. Listen, Barb. And you too. If you don't have peace, just do what I'm telling you now. Close your eyes. Listen. I hear that stillness. Now, listen. There is no past. You can't go back there. There is no future. You can't get up there until it comes. Are you with me so far? There's just this one moment right now. And now it's gone. And now here's a new moment. And now it's gone. And here's a new moment. And now it's gone. And in each moment of your life, that's where you live, you see. In this moment of your life, you have two choices. You can do God's will, or you can do the will of the devil. You can do what's good, or you can do what's bad. You can choose to do what's right, or you can choose to do what's wrong. And now that moment's gone. That'll give you peace. Now, if it's rest you want, it says, when you come to me, I'll give you rest. I'm not talking about physical rest, neither is he. God doesn't care much about a body. Do you know that? Well, if he did, he'd give me a taller body when I was young, and he'd make me more handsome, you know. And he'd leave my hair alone, and you know. He's interested in our heart. He's interested in our everlasting, eternal soul. And now here's a new moment. And there's a new moment. And if you can remember that, if you can just remember that, pretend you have a clock. Get a clock that ticks and listen to it. And it goes, here's a new moment. Here's a new moment. Here's a new moment. Don't waste it by looking back when you were a child and talking about all the terrible things that happened. Don't waste it by worrying about what's going to happen next year. God loves you, dear one. God loves us, and he wants us to live. And we can only live just one moment at a time. And then it's gone. And there are those out there that will tell you then it'll end and there will be no more moments. Don't listen to them. Every one listening to me is going to live forever. Forever and forever. But, and here comes the caveat. Will you live in heaven, or will you live in hell? It depends what you do in that moment, this one, this moment. Well, see, they keep going so fast. Do you choose to follow what's good or what's wrong? Choice is yours, and I have my own choice to make. Merle, let's sing this one for Artwilla. She's not from Fresno, but she's from Texas.
Almost felt you touching me just now.
You are listening to the Faithline program.
I wish I knew. Which way to turn and go.
Coming to you from two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto. Where it's time to go out there to the kitchen and make another cup of tea or go over there to the refrigerator and get some of those things that you like to munch on. But you come right back and don't you touch that dial.
They fly. If I could only fly.
When you get back, I'll be sitting right here with my hair all combed. My shoes are all shined. My tie is on straight. My pens and pencils are all in a row. And dear one, my Bible is open. Because I want to pray for you today.
Another sinking sun. One more lonely night. The wind keeps blowing somewhere.
Every day. Tell me things get better.
Somewhere up the way.
Just dismal thinking on a dismal day.
Sad songs for us to bear.
If I could fly, I'd come be with you, Jesus.
If I could only fly.
I'd bid this place goodbye to come and be with you.
But I could hardly stand. And I've got nowhere to run. Another singing sun. And one more lonely night.
Unless you call.
You know, sometimes I write happy songs.
Well, I'd like to hear one.
Then some little thing goes wrong.
Yeah, I've been there.
And I wish they all could make you smile.
Yeah.
Coming home soon and I want to stay.
I'm coming, Jesus.
Maybe we can somehow get away. And I wish you could come with me when I go again.
So many write and call and email and ask me, will the Faith Line remain on the air? And I tell each and every one who asks, it doesn't depend on God. God wants us on the air. We save souls, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of souls every week. No, it depends upon whether or not our listeners listen to the Holy Spirit and obey. If you hear the Holy Spirit, if you can feel Him moving, telling you, support the Faith Line. Go over to the phone. Do it right now. 1-800-845-2162. Help to keep us on the air. Won't you do that? You'll be richly blessed when you do. When we produce a new resource for the Faith Line, we give away several of them to find out what the reaction is going to be. This one has caused a furor. Why, that sounds just like my life. That sounds just like me. I remember that. This is a CD of my testimony. How not only did I resist God, but I ran from Him. How I felt like an outsider in the world. I call the testimony, the CD, A Little Bird Told Me. And if you'd like to get this one, it's only $9.95 plus $1.50. For postage. A Little Bird Told Me. You will not regret getting it. A little bird told me, $9.95 plus $1.50 per postage. Call 1-800-845-2162 and order your copy right now. Or write to the Faithline Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067, and simply say, I want the little bird, and we'll do the rest. The address of the Faithline is the Faithline Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Be sure to tune in the Faithline each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. Isn't it time that you were free? Give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Morse Clinic supports your Faithline with a monthly donation. Remember, at the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, they treat the cause of your health problem, not just your symptoms. Call 503-962-9113 right now. Make an appointment. They will return your call. That's 503-962-9113. Thank you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Welcome back to your Faithline program. Oh, let's pray together. Let's put our hands together. There, Big Wave Dave. You know, he does that all the time. He knew the answer to tonight's question. It's a real simple question. Well, what is it? I don't know. I've forgotten. Let's see. It's, what is Milford's last name? That's simple. That's simple. See, if you listen, you hear it. Anyway, he got it right. And he said, God bless this program tonight. Praise God. I found the money I lost. That's Big Wave Dave, and he's being blessed. I believe, and I'll say it again, I just told Sister Tina, she's sitting here, I've already told my wife, I tell everybody I can get a hold of, God is about to bless. I can feel that wave of the Holy Spirit about to crest. And you know me, I don't say something if I don't believe it. But it's coming. I don't know what it is, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen pretty quick. Marilee, who rolls along, and she's down there in San Francisco, right where my brother Jesse is. She says her back and her leg is hurting tonight. Please pray for her. I pray for her. And sometimes God reaches down, touches that old back and leg, and takes the pain out of it, and she does real well, and she goes back to sleep. And David, her friend, needs healing and a job, and let's see, her whole family needs salvation. So pray for her. Here's my Marilyn that I played that song for at 12:45.
Well, why don't you play one for me?
Lynn, now wait a minute. Not everybody's going to get a song, but Marilyn got one. It was her birthday. You know, and she asked me weeks in advance. And we just love her besides that. You know why? Well, I'll tell her, and she'll be the only one that'll know it, and everybody else won't be able to figure out what I'm talking about. But here it goes. Are you listening, Marilyn? I love coffee, and I love tea. I love that mocha javi, and it loves me. There you go. Now, she knows what that's code for.
Well, I may live in a grotto, but I'm looking at the stars, Brother Jacob.
I know you are. Mother, I just... You know how much I cherish you.
Well, you know... That's because, you know, she causes happiness wherever she goes.
Hey, there are some people that cause happiness whenever they go, you know?
Well, now, be nice, Ralph. Just be nice. Don't talk like that.
Well, we're coming right up to a time when I get to have some fellowship with someone, and you get to hear the latest episode of the Grotto Gang. Do you like them? Do you think we ought to put them on CD, you know, four or five episodes on a CD? And we have a couple. How many do we have, Tina? We have three. And we need four, and then we'll call that series one and then do some more. But they're going to go on an adventure here pretty soon. We'll get all of those.
Well, yes, we're going to go look for Lost Lake.
Lost Lake is not lost. It's right over Lolo Pass. Don't worry about that Lost Lake. There are other things, as you'll hear, if you listen to this next episode, you'll know there's other things that need to be explored.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
It warmed up here in the Northwest this week, and then the rain began to fall. The Love Grotto Gang is excited about finding Faithline ambassadors. It's about all they talk about anymore. We were having lunch at the Lavender Blue Deli, Cyber Cafe on Thursday noon. Would you like to listen? Well, several listeners have already written to tell us that they have a blue Christmas ornament hanging from the rearview mirror in their automobile. They need to receive a certificate they can display. Those are in the works. They are now Faithline ambassadors at large.
Well, you know, if all who listen would hang a blue Christmas ornament in their window and from their rear mirror of their car there, well, we could all recognize one another when we're out and about.
Whoa, think of all the new friends we could make, boy. I'm going to get one, but I've got it hanging over my bed now. Well, yes, I've hung my blue ornament from my walker. I don't drive at all, you know. I'm just saying.
Well, that's good, Victoria. I've hung one from the mirror in the love bus, too.
Well, that video you were showing on the big screen is great, Ralph.
Hey, that's the video you shot of the last program, Joe.
See my blue ornament attached to my microphone? That was Mother Twilla's idea.
Well, gracious leader, I thought that it would add to the ambiance and encourage more listeners to become ambassadors at large.
Well, you know, I doesn't know where to hang my ornament right now. It's over my bed. Did I tell you that?
Hey, yeah, you told us that, Floyd. Get a small one and, you know, pin it to your hat.
Oh, that's a good idea, Ralph. I'm going to do that. Maybe I get an even smaller one and put it on Thelma's collar.
You guys are so inventive.
Aren't they wonderful, Commander? They are always thinking.
Well, some of us are, anyway.
Now, be nice, Joe. Just be nice.
Well, only 5 more days and that handsome Kevin goes back to sea.
Yes, and we would ask everyone to pray for his safety on this trip. Oh, and a large catch of fish on his watch.
Well, you know, I keep hearing scratching sounds behind the back of my wall there in my closet, you know. What is that, Joe? What is that?
I really don't know, Floyd. There could be another passageway back there. You know, we haven't explored the grotto near our apartment at all.
Hey, I heard that in my room, too.
Well, I heard something, but I didn't want to think about it.
Well, let's excavate. I'll get a pick and we'll excavate.
I wouldn't do anything rash, gang. It could be anything back there. Your apartment is pretty deep inside the grotto.
Well, the first thing I'll do, Brother Jacob, is record the sounds we're hearing. Then we'll play them at various levels and even backwards and see if we can identify them.
Oh, Joe, you're so smart and so scientific.
Well, I'm cutting down on the cigars anyway. I haven't heard a thing down there.
Well, yes, Bernard, but your hearing is pretty bad, you know. Well, yeah, and, you know, you could set off a firecracker and it wouldn't stop him from snoring. I've tried that.
Hey, was that you did that, Floyd?
Oh, I'll never tell, Ralph. I'll never tell.
So, that's what it was. I thought a stalactite had fell to the floor in the corridor.
Well, I thought somebody had blown a wall, a wall wart. You know how those little things you plug into various and sundry electronic things they call a wall wart? They blow up like that.
Wait just a minute now, Ralph. What are you doing?
Hey, I have to make an announcement. I'll just use this microphone right here. Hey, remember, you can text in your order in advance and have it waiting for you when you arrive. We're a cyber cafe, you know.
Well, I'll have to do that, Ralph. I love my cell phone.
How would you improve it if you could, Brother Jacob?
Well, I'd make it respond to voice commands and talk back to me, you know. Like if I wanted to call you, I'd just say, call Joe. And it would do it, and then it would say, calling Joe for you, Brother Jacob, only to do it in a nice feminine voice.
Hey, if they would do that, I'd want mine to have a soothing voice, too.
I'd want my phone to have Mother Twilla's voice.
Oh, Commander, that is so sweet.
Well, someday I's going to learn to use the cell phone. I really is going to do that.
Don't feel bad, Floyd. After all, you do communicate with a toad, and not many of us can do that.
Well, yeah, and she is my pocket toad. You know, she's in my pocket right now. Oh, I truly love you, silly old Floyd. Well, so did I.
Joe, do you think whatever is behind the wall in our apartment is vicious at all?
I have no way of knowing, Mother Twilla.
Well, do you think it would be dangerous for a small person at all?
Don't worry, Mother. We would never, ever let anything happen to you.
Commander?
Yes, Mother.
Nothing at all. I was just checking.
Oh, are we going to eat something today? Are we going to eat anything at all today? My old tummy is really rumbling.
Floyd, we've had two meals and three snacks, and it isn't even 4 o'clock yet.
Well, my frog watch says it's 11-something. That's lunchtime, isn't it?
Hey, your watch has been stuck on lunch for 2 years. Well, it needs a new battery, Ralph.
Oh, I always forget to put another in there.
Yeah.
When will you record those sounds from behind the walls, Joe?
Well, I'll get that done tonight, Brother Jacob. I'll place a spike into the rock wall behind the closet and hang a contact microphone from it. Then I'll set my little recorder on voice-activated mode, and we'll see what it picks up in the morning. Hey, you'll probably catch several hours of Bernard snoring. No, Ralph. I'll shield the mic, so we won't do that.
See how smart he is, my commander.
Did I tell you guys that Sister Renee got me 6 bricks of Limburger cheese for Christmas?
Oh, Brother Jacob, you didn't have to tell us that, you know. Well, no, you reek of that horrible stuff. I'm not complaining. Now I'm just saying.
I truly love a strong cheese like Limburger.
People are sure giving you a wide berth at the grocery store, though, brother.
Well, there you have it. Another chapter in the ongoing saga that the Love Grotto Gang calls life. Be sure to be with us next week when you will hear Joe say,
"No, ma'am, that's just the cheese he eats."
Now, play number 5 on that CD with the blue label.
All of my friends are very nice fellas. We live by a marsh and we love marshmallows. They're sticky and sweet, they're gooey and fun.
Well, you just look
fun.
Wonderful, and Floyd. You just
like
look wonderful.
Them one by one. We are the marshmallow moose. We have sticky noses and poof. There's marshmallow in our wrappers and hair. But it tastes so sweet that we don't care.
Well, pretty good there, Mother.
When the sun goes down and we retire and we're singing
well, not
silly
as good as Floyd.
Songs by the fire, we get some marshmallows and we pass them around and we roast them till they're gooey and brown.
We are the marshmallow moose. We have sticky noses and tooth.
There's marshmallows
in our antlers and hair. But it tastes so sweet that we don't care.
Well, maybe I'll do one.
When the campfire's hot and the flames get higher, sometimes our marshmallows catch on fire. We huff and we puff and we put them out. Then we pop them in our gooey mouth.
We are the marshmallow moose. We have sticky noses and tooth.
There's marshmallows
in our antlers and hair.
But it tastes so sweet that we don't care.
Hey, you're doing good there, Joe.
I know.
it sounds a little funny, but our marsh is full of marshmallow bunnies. They took us to the chocolate store and left
one over there.
We made some
No, more. That's just a bag of Little Debbie's you
we
brought with you.
We are the marshmallow moose. We have sticky noses and hoops. There's marshmallow in our antlers and hair. But it tastes so sweet that we don't care. We are the marshmallow moose. We have sticky noses and hoops. There's marshmallow in our antlers and hair. But it tastes so sweet that we don't care.
You really
we
ought to sing, Victoria.
The marshmallow moose.
Well, it's just much too low.
There's marshmallow in our antlers and hair, but it tastes so sweet that we leave it there.
I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. For Christian love and health care.
You're listening to the Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this all
altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting. He is waiting here for you. Go quickly.
You are listening to the Faithline program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial.
God is a good God. God is a good God. He saved my soul.
To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162. Literally. From wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God.
God is a good God. Hey, God is a good God. He woke me up this morning. He woke me up this morning. He woke me up. He woke me up this morning.
Need a little love, need some hope. Well, your dial is set just right. Oh, well, we're back and welcome back. Whew. Did I blow right into that mic? I'm sorry. But I had a break. We went out, we let our little dog, Ruby, go out and smell the grass while the gang episode is on. And a friend of mine came, and what a blessing that is. And let's see. Where are we here? Let's say Melanine in Woodland, Washington. Wouldn't give her email address, and she says she needs prayer. Her husband and her are Christians. They're self-employed. Finances bad with this recession. Oh, dear, I know. There are so many that are hurting, so many. And if she feels hopeless, don't feel hopeless. There's always hope. You know, I'll do that. Next week we'll do a rundown in the Word of God of what hope is and why we should have hope. She has small children, 5 and 2, and she says, don't mention their names, I won't. She says, God is good. Oh, I worry about people losing their faith. That's what I worry about. I'm not worried about things turning out all right, because we belong to God and God loves us, and there is no power that can take us out of His hand. But I'm worried about people losing their hope, losing their faith. Listen here, it says in my Bible, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. It's talking about the government there. Do you know that? Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God, and the powers that be are ordained of God. Therefore, whosoever, therefore, resisteth the power, resisteth
the ordinance of God. And how many people are right now, I've got relatives that are that way, that are just wrapped up in politics. Oh, this one and that one, and it should be this way, and it should be that way, and we've got to get... I want to say to you that we should follow God. There is no power on earth except that it comes from God. Is God in control or not? Oh, yes, but you have to help him. No, I don't have to help God. I have to follow the Great Commission and reap a harvest of souls. And so should you. Wow, look at how many just flipped over to another channel. Now, this is Mary in Molalla. And she's... Oh, hi, Mary. So, Doug, oh, you know, I prayed for that, Doug, for so many years. So many years. And she said, well, Mary, I'm going to put you in communication with Big Wave Dave. Big Wave, Mary has lost 100 pounds and is doing good. Boy, send me a couple of pictures, one before and one after. You know, you're to be commended for that. And you'd be an inspiration to others. Dorothea in Lomita. She wants prayer for her husband to have more faith. I don't know that one. Caught on fire. I can't read the next word, so I don't know what it's about. But she needs prayer for her husband. He's depressed and down. Oh, his van caught on fire? Oh, there's what it is. It's his van. He's depressed and down. Well, we need to have a little mercy here from God that he'll win his claim. And we'll pray for that. Them, if you will, please. Dorothea and her husband, would you help me pray for them? You know what I do? We write them down in our prayer journal. If you don't have a prayer journal, give me a call. I'll give you one. And every night before we go to bed, we sit down at the kitchen table, well, on one corner of it there, and everybody has a chance to talk and say whatever they need to say matters. And then we're praying, and then Renee prays, and then Tina prays. And we pray for all of you, and we pray for protection over our home and our ministry. We pray for the blessings that we need, and we thank God for all that we need. And then we go to sleep. And we trust him that he will take care of us. No, I don't have a mansion. I live in half of a duplex that he probably wouldn't live in. And I drive a used car. I don't own the business where I work. Yes, I still work. I have to earn my keep. I don't take anything at all from this ministry and never have. This is my work for God, and I hope I can do it right up to the last moment. That's what I pray. You know, Floyd, you are really attached to that toad Thelma. You know, you have her out and you're petting her and you have her in your pocket all the time.
Well, there's only one thing that could break up Thelma and me. And that is, you know, if she caught me with another toad. And I wouldn't stand for that.
Hey, what did you say?
Just ignore it. Don't pay any attention. Pretend he didn't say that.
Well, I likes to have the patter of little feet around the apartment.
What?
Well, nothing beats having a pocket toad, Brother Jacob. Nothing at all.
All right, Floyd. You know, I just love Floyd. Isn't he wonderful? I told him one day that nobody was perfect. And do you remember what you said, Floyd?
I said, well, I'm a nobody.
I'm sorry to laugh. I'm sorry I'm laughing at you, Floyd.
Well, that's all right. You know, I doesn't mind at all, at all.
Oh. I love Floyd. Of course.
Well, and I hope you still love me.
Well, I do, Mother Twilla, you know. But could you get me some tea right now? I need some fluid. There we go. I still haven't heard from Marcella. If anybody is out there that knows of Marcella, please get a hold of me and let me know what's wrong and how she is. And here's David. He says God has already won the victory. That's right. Jesus won the victory on Calvary. The problem is, you know, the battle is over, but the war goes on. There's a song that says that. The battle is over, but the war goes on. I think I played that for Alicia one night. Alicia's daughter has given birth to a beautiful little baby. Alicia, if you're listening, I don't think I have the name of that baby. I have a picture, but I don't have the name of that baby. And I'd like to have that. I certainly wish someone from Southern California could call and tell us, did you feel the earthquake? They said it was a 6.5. People were worried about a tsunami. I was listening to a police scanner from Humboldt County down there in Eureka, and they had power lines down. Big power lines snapping and arcing. But no one mentions it. So I don't know. Fresno felt it. Merle told me that they felt it down there in Fredno. That's what we used to call it. We used to call it Fredno. And there's Mitchell. He says he loves me. I love you too, Mitchell. He's having a heck of a time. He got an iPod. And, you know, an iPod isn't a phone, and a phone isn't an iPod. But he was looking forward to texting on his iPod, but he's got to be in Wi-Fi territory. He's got one of those beautiful touch iPods, and he's not griping about it. He says he feels real lucky. But he's back on Comcast, I think, on a computer, texting. And that's kind of cumbersome. I don't know. We've got to get him. He wants to be an airplane pilot. I hope he can make it. We'll get him to be an airplane pilot. Make him thousands and thousands of dollars. And he can afford an iPhone. And he'll be all right. Maybe he'll even buy this old man one for each hand. That's what I want. Although I've been looking at that Nexus. I won't. I'm loyal. I'll stick with Apple. It's not Apple I'm after. I like the fellowship of the people who own Apple. I'm not really into Apple, you know. They're just a big corporation.
Well, they didn't used to be. I know they weren't, but they are now.
I can't. I'm going to stick with my iPod. That's it, Hezekiah. I'm sticking with it. Maybe next year.
Now, this is one of my favorite hymns. I don't know if I can do it, but here goes.
Well, you'll do just fine, Brother Jacob, just fine.
Tempted in pride, dear, all made to wonder why it should be thus. All the day long, while others are living in sin all about us,
never molested, knowing they're wrong. Farther along, dear, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
When we see Jesus
coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright city, and we'll understand it all by and by. Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
So many of you have written to tell me how you love the frogs as much as we do. So Joe has put them on a CD for you, only $12.95 for, well, I think it's 90 minutes or 45 minutes. I don't, whatever fits on a CD, you've got our Grotto Frogs. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. Only $12.95 and $1.54 postage, of course. And you can fall asleep to those frogs every night like we do. The Morse Clinic supports your faith line with a monthly donation. Remember, at the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, they treat the cause of your health problem, not just your symptoms. Call 503-962-9113 right now. Make an appointment. They will return your call. That's 503-9113. Thank you. So many write and call and email and ask me, will the Faith Line remain on the air? And I tell each and every one who asks, it doesn't depend on God. God wants us on the air. We save souls, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of souls every week. No, it depends upon whether or not our listeners listen to the Holy Spirit and obey. If you hear the Holy Spirit, if you can feel Him moving, telling you, support the Faith Line, go over to the phone, do it right now, 1-800-845-2162, help to keep us on the air. Won't you do that? You'll be richly blessed when you do. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to the Faith Line program, your personal light in the middle of the night. Oh, we're getting around. Well, our Twitter
Well, so do I.
Well, I try to
do it. No, you do, Mother. I know you do.
My buddies and me.
We've got email.
Well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around.
We answer all our texts, and right now we're streaming all over the world.
Well, yeah, we get around.
Hello, Denmark. Hello, Hans. Hello, London and Cardiff, Wales.
Hi, Denmark.
Because it's never been beat, and we've never missed you.
Hello, Down Under.
Hey, Bill.
The guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home.
Hello, Hong Kong. You know, I'll just have two out of column B. The Faith Line, coming to you directly from Two Stories Down Under the Satellite Dish, right here in the Love Grotto. Until 3 a.m. Don't you touch that dial.
Get around, round, round, I get around. Get around, round, round, I get around.
Anaheim, Azusa, Cucamonga, Oakland, Hayward. Oh, we get around. But right now, we're sitting here, two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto. And I was just thinking, you know, I talked in the last hour about how poor we were when I was a kid and how we shared everything and how that's the way it's supposed to be and probably will be. We know. Why do I say probably? It will be when we get to heaven. And we... I remember, you probably remember it too, but you've just tried to forget it. I can remember sharing the bathtub with my brother. Do you remember that? And Hezekiah says, no, but he's a single kid, see. You weren't poor enough. We couldn't waste the hot water. So they'd get us both in there. And I'm talking about when we're little. You know, we were out of the dishpan. Oh, when my Aunt March would give me a bath in the dishpan and or in the sink in the kitchen. She'd get, every time she'd come to town with her vegetables, you know, she'd she brought those vegetables. And my mother worked all the time. Well, so did Margaret, but she would grab me up, come on, Teddy, I'm gonna give you a bath, and away I'd go. She'd put me in that sink. I can still remember it, standing up there, and my grandmother sitting over at the table drinking some tea, saying, oh, my, oh, my. And she'd scrub me down, you know. But then we got older, at least I don't think she did that to my brother because he was too little at that time. See, I was just a little tiny, just a rug rat. But when we got just a little bit older, then my mother would just put us both in the bathtub. See, that's the way we'd save the hot water. And
now, don't you spill that water all over the floor. Don't do that.
Well, we won't. We're going to just sit in
here. I don't want to take a bath with him. His water is too hot. I don't want that hot water all over me.
Oh, that water's not too hot. Let me turn on the hot water for a little bit.
You know how you were. Or maybe you weren't.
Hey, you take up all the room. Get your foot out of my stomach.
We'd fight. It seemed to me that my brother and I spent about 90% of our life fighting over territory. But in the end, you know, it doesn't matter at all, does it? And I'd say, well, that's all right. I'll just use the brush here. You notice how this brush, this old wooden brush, it floats? This is my boat. Chug, 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 chug.
I want to play with that boat. Where's my brush? I want one.
Well, you can't have it. I thought of it first.
Well, be quiet in there and don't splash all over the floor.
Oh, what a time it was. And then we'd get out. My mother would get us out because eventually we'd settle down to playing with the boats or toys or whatever we had in there. We didn't have much. And then we had a bar of ivory soap that floated and the brush. And we'd turn them into boats in our minds and away we'd go. And finally, my mother would get us out and have us stand on a towel. We didn't have bath mats. We're talking about depression. We're in a recession right now, and a lot of people are suffering pretty badly. But boy, when you go into the depression, you'd be lucky sometimes to have a towel made out of an old flour sack. That's the truth. So we'd get out and stand on the towel.
Well, my goodness, look at how the water, you've got water all over this floor, and I just polished it.
So she would have to get the mop up, out, and mop it all down, and then put some of that Johnson's wax on there. Not the glow coat stuff that you ladies use today. I'm talking about the ones that you had to have some elbow grease to get it waxed. She'd wax the floor. Then we'd go out and sit at the kitchen table and fight over who was going to get a snack. And we fought and fought all the time over our territory. But I believe now that we're both kind of ancient, that when we get to heaven and we're standing there underneath that tree of life, right, you know, right next to that river that flows out from underneath of the throne, whatever he wants, I'm going to let him have, because I know there'll be more of it. And I don't think God will make us take a bath together. That'd be, you know, I've learned a long time ago, maybe you learned it too, that clothes are our best friend. I took Sister Renee and Sister Tina, we'd been out shopping, and there was no way around it. I had to get them some fast food. I won't tell you which one I went to. I didn't get any. I just let them get some. See, I won't eat that.
Well, you've certainly stuck up. No, I just can't. I'm diabetic.
Out of that restaurant, and I hope nobody's going to be offended.
Well, you know they will be.
No, I know, but I'm going to say it anyway. Out of that restaurant came a man who had to weigh 400 pounds. He had a coat on that was bulky because it was cold. And he came out, and behind him came his wife, who had to weigh about 375. And they had a bag of hamburgers. It was a shopping bag. And I thought, you know, that's the one time in recent years, well, I've done it many times, I guess, when I think about it, that I quoted Mother Twiller. And I said, oh, my.
All right, Jesse. We'll try and tell him the truth. You know we'll make it. With Jesus. Come on, let's tell him the truth.
Love somebody, then that means you need somebody. If you need somebody, that's what makes you weak.
You are listening to the Faithline program, where we're about to enter that final one half hour, that time when the clock on the tower will toll. And the world is about to enter that time when the trump will sound and Jesus will come to take us home. Are you ready?
That's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come sit beside the king.
that's the bliss of smile. In our final hour, that's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing.
Hallelujah.
And to trust somebody is to be disappointed. It's never what you wanted, and it happens every time. If you're the trusting kind, this don't even cross your mind. And oh, there's a funny thing, that's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing.
Hallelujah.
That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing.
His blood has set you free. Are you having trouble getting free of those old drugs, or that alcohol, or pornography, or marriage strife, or financial difficulty? You need His blood has set you free. For on air, you can have it for a donation of only $6.95 plus postage. Call right now. His blood has set you free. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now. 1-800-845-2162. His blood has set you free.
So many write and call and email and ask me, will the Faith Line remain on the air? And I tell each and every one who asks, it doesn't depend on God. God wants us on the air. We save souls, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of souls every week. No, it depends upon whether or not our listeners listen to the Holy Spirit and obey. If you hear the Holy Spirit, if you can feel Him moving, telling you, support the Faith Line, go over to the phone, do it right now, 1-800-845-2162. Help to keep us on the air. Won't you do that? You'll be richly blessed when you do. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Morse Clinic supports your faith line with a monthly donation. Remember, at the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon, they treat the cause of your health problem, not just your symptoms. Call 503-962-9113 right now. Make an appointment. They will return your call. That's 503-962-9113. Thank you. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Oh, my goodness. Look at that beautiful grass.
Life can be so beautiful.
In knowing Jesus. Oh my.
Life can be so marvelous. In knowing Him.
Yeah. Oh, I love your pearls.
Life can be so wonderful.
So wonderful.
In knowing Jesus.
Now listen.
Because His love.
Listen.
Can cover.
All of our sins. Nothing more to do, see? Well, of course we've got to follow Jesus every day of our life. Of course we do. It's a good thing to go to church whenever the door is open. It's a wonderful thing to get down on your knees and pray. It's a wonderful thing to, if you would, it's a good thing if you just read the Word of God. But you know what? You ain't going to get one bit saved more than you were the first moment you accepted Jesus into your heart. He did it all. He paid the price. He's the one who did it. Don't take credit. Oh, I hear people out there saying, I've rededicated my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody's going to stop me. And there's nobody going to get me off that path. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. I've been there. I've done it. You're tempting that old devil. And he'll tempt you away if anybody can. You know, he's done it before. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, as Victoria says.
Well, that's the way to put it too. Just you're not criticizing. You're just saying.
I want to mention Tony. I haven't heard from Tony. That's T-O-N-I in Santa Clara in a long time. And suddenly, she's not only written, but she's texted and she sent me a picture and she's donated. And no, just then, of course, our index church. We just have to give them kisses because they're so good to us. So good to us. Who is this here? This Patrick? Patricia? Patricia. Patricia, dear. Is that her first name or her last? I think you're a relative of mine, dear. I think. But we don't know. Where are you? You're in Aloha. Yeah, I think you probably are. If your people originally came from California. Anyway, God bless you. What does she want here? She says, send a yell out. Oh, I was supposed to say, where is that? I was supposed to say, you know me, Pamela, sorry. Hi, Kathy, welcome aboard. There, I was supposed to say that an hour ago. But I got carried away talking about bathtubs and things. And I sell it. A yell out to the guys down here at the Salvation Army.
Hi, guys. Just a minute. You see those people in the back of the room there falling asleep? Wake up. Wake up.
Oh, the Salvation Army is a good one. I could tell stories about that. And, you know, I love you guys. I didn't know you were listeners. God bless you. You know, the same old story. I couldn't get home because of hardship when I was in the Navy, and I went to everybody, and nobody'd help me, and then I went to Salvation Army, and they got me home. Yeah, I remember them well. Robert in Amboy, Washington, he said he just sang the last song with me. That was Farther Along, Dear. And he said, his marriage is very troubled. You can stop that now. You're the man of the house. You treat that woman good. And she's just a reflection of what you're doing. And you don't have email. You probably won't get the next newsletter. I may do one more hard copy, but we're going to go email. Just wasting paper and wasting money. You know, and look at the price anymore. You know, it's 42 cents to send a letter. And they have increased the price of sending packages. Big Wave Dave says, I'm awake. I guess I must have embarrassed him. He's going to be awake. God bless you, son. All right, let's see. Who else? Hezekiah wants me to get off of here. Jesse down in Pinole, Sister Lee in Los Angeles, Tom B. in Almsville, and oh, I've got so many, but we have to go. I've just got time to tell you a story.
Hey, goodbye, lullaby.
Think about a lullaby.
Baby, close your eyes, don't cry.
Think about a lullaby.
Let me sing you off to sleep.
And I'll tell you a story.
Let daddy pray your soul to keep.
It's safe here with your mom and I. Think about a lullaby.
All right now, no more excuses. Time for you to go to sleep. Pull those covers right up underneath your chin. Make yourself real comfortable. Reach over there and grab that teddy bear or that long pillow or whatever it is that you hug in the night. Close your little eyes and I'll tell you a story. When I was a kid, we spent a lot of time outdoors. I think that, well, the weather was wonderful down there in Southern California, and it gave the parents a rest. I can still hear my mother say, "Go outside and play. Don't hang around inside. Go out into the fresh air. It's good for you." The air was so clean. I could lie on my back on the lawn for hours and look at the clouds. I could stand there and look across at San Luis Mountain and Bishop's Peak. I could see Terrace Hill. I could just stand there in the yard and enjoy being outside. The sky was really blue and the wispy clouds were as white as milk, and sometimes when I think about it, I don't know if it's pollution that's changed it, or my eyes are older and just don't see it as well. Sometimes we just stand out there for a while and marvel at God's creation. I'd look at my walnut tree, the one I like to climb, and the pear tree there in the backyard near Mr. Caceres that I like to climb up and talk to him from. Our yard was big, and back then you could afford a big yard. Down in California, everybody had at least one big lot, or two, or three. I know ours was big because I used to have to hoe the weeds out there.
Now, when you're here alone on Saturday, if you want to go to that movie in the afternoon, get out there and hoe those weeds.
And so I would do it, and I'd get 11 cents to go on down to the Elmo Theater and watch Roy Rogers and maybe some The Saint or some other kind of a movie, and then we'd see a short subject and two cartoons and previews of coming attractions to get us all wound up for next Saturday. And I earned my money by hoeing those weeds. In the summer, when it was real hot, you know, my dad would sprinkle the whole yard.
I'm going to sprinkle out here and settle the dust.
And then he would wet the roof of the house down, and there was a particular smell in the air when he did that. The odor of wet earth that just smelled so good. You can smell that same thing by pulling up a bunch of grass, and the clod on the bottom would smell that way. I loved it when he did that. But my mother,
well, what are you doing out there?
Well, I'm settling the dust and cooling the house down a little, Mother.
Well, everybody's going to track that in. Oh, my goodness.
And if we got thirsty and went into the house to get a drink, my mother would just say,
don't you track that mud in here. I just waxed the floor.
Well, but we are thirsty, Mom.
Yeah, we're real thirsty.
Well, just get a drink from the hose.
You see, in those days, the water wasn't all polluted, and it didn't have fluorides and chlorides and God knows what in there. We could just drink from the hose. It tasted a little bit like rubber, because they didn't have plastic hoses either. The hoses were made of rubber. They seemed to last forever. Now I have to buy a hose about once a year. Oh, I don't know. It's become a germy world, but back then it was a wonderful thing. We'd run around in a homemade shorts. You know, my mother would take our school clothes and that were worn out and cut them off and make shorts. Now, I admit it, osh bagosh overalls with the straps over the shoulders cut off didn't look too good. But oh, not being able to wear shoes. Now, you know, being my mother would let us go without shoes. And we loved it.
Now, be careful with those bare feet over there by the garage. I've been making a cabinet out there, and there are a lot of finishing nails on the ground. Later on, I'll give you a magnet out of the old Model T that we once owned. And you can go out there and collect those nails for me.
Outside. It was a magical place for kids. We, once in a blue moon, we'd try and get back into our room. You know, kids like their room. But we were told to go outside. We played marbles right down on the ground. Not on the living room floor. We played marbles right down on the ground out in the front yard or out in the backyard. Sometimes we'd dig holes out on the sidewalk. The sidewalk wasn't a sidewalk, it was just dirt. Down there was just adobe clay. And we'd dig three holes in a row, just small ones, about as big as a cup, and then one over on the corner that was called Purgatory. And we'd play those marbles. I don't remember how to do that anymore. I don't remember what the rules were, but oh, I'd like to do it again. We played with the anthill.
Well, now, just watch. You know, this anthill over here by the blackberry bush, you just watch now. I'm going to kick it a little bit. See? See what's happening?
Hey, they're trying to fix it up again. You got them all excited.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they never go away nor nothing. They just stay right there, and I stir them up, and they come right back and they fix it all up. See how they do it? See that one there carrying off that big little twig that I put down there?
Hey, let me get something to put down there.
Well, see if Mom will give you a piece of bread to put down there, or a little sugar. You know, they like sugar. They call them sugar ants. We dug at the edge of the vegetable garden, too, to find bugs. There were all kinds of bugs in there. I go outside now and look around, and when I dig in my garden, I don't find too many. Those great big old things they call potato bugs. Some people call little saw bugs potato bugs, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that great big guy that had a big head with two eyes and two feelers and a great big body. He was as big as my thumb is. And we like to find them. They had those little pinchers on their mouth, though. You had to watch out for them.
Hey, now, don't watch out for that guy. He'll bite your arm.
Oh, I'm being real careful. I'm just going to put him in this jar, and now I'm going to look at him for a while, and then I'll turn him loose.
Well, my goodness, look what you're doing to the edge of the garden. You're making it all muddy.
And we lifted the boards and the rocks by the chicken pen to look for lizards.
Seems to me that every board and every rock had a blue-belly lizard. I don't know what they're called, but we called them blue-belly lizards. I think there's some still down there, but most of them have been poisoned by now. And we played with other kids in the neighborhood, and we played outside. And then at dusk, we played hide-and-seek. Well, I never could find anybody, except my brother. He didn't know how to hide, so I could always find him.
How come you always find me? Why don't you go find Donald or somebody else? How come you always have to find me?
Well, because I doesn't know where they go. They just reappear, and I doesn't know where they went.
And we played kick the can. And we played tag, and we played You're It, and oh, we played so many games. We put candles in the tin can nailed to the front of our homemade scooters and ran up and down the one little sidewalk on our street. It wasn't very big. And outside was a place to send kids so adults could have some peace. Outside was our refuge from the adults and escape into our imaginations. At the end of the day, we were really dirty and tired, but we didn't want to quit playing. The worst thing of all was when the street lights would come on and we would hear our mother calling, "Time to come in now and take a bath. There's school tomorrow."
Oh, it was wonderful then. When I get to heaven, you know, I've often said I'm going to ask God to let me be 9 years old again for a while. We won't have to come in. God will be there. He said we can go in and out of the gate. And you know, it'll never get dark, because God is going to be there. If you're there, how about we play kick the can? Wouldn't that be fun? Good night.
Think about a butterfly, think about a lullaby, think about a cloud in the sky. You can count your little sheep, but baby, you got to go to sleep, and baby, please don't you cry. Think about a lullaby, think about a lullaby.
Time to let you go. It's time to say goodbye. There's no more excuses, no more tears to cry. There's been so many changes. I was so confused. All along you were the one. I want you to be happy.
We've reached the end of another Faith Line program. But the work of the Faith Line goes on, and this is Brother Jacob. I want you to remember that our lives are not based on hope. Our lives are based on faith. Faith in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, His precious blood on the cross. And until we meet right here, the same time, same station next week, remember, God loves you, and so do I.
This is Michael Carr asking you to be sure to tune in again next week, Saturday night, Sunday morning, at the same time, for another Faith Line with Pastor T.L. Jacob. Send your prayer requests and offerings to The Faith Line, P.O. Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And remember, this mighty outreach of hope and love would not be possible without the prayers and financial support of our listeners.